Kathy felt a sense of peace as she entered the hospital for her cancer surgery. She had come to the point where she had no choice except to surrender to whatever the results would be. And so, with deliberation and intentionally, she surrendered her life to God and gave her spirit over in trust. That was her moment of union with Christ on Calvary. Because Jesus, too, had his time of total surrender. He knew what it was like to let go completely. But the act of surrender isn't easy. Our second reading tonight from the letter to the Hebrews underlines the mystery of the hypostatic union. That is the mystery that Jesus, though fully divine, is also fully human. For we read there in our second reading that Son of God, though he was, Jesus learned obedience, that is, surrender, through his sufferings. And it came, we read, with loud cries and with tears. We think of Jesus the night before he died in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Scripture does not sugarcoat it. Scripture tells us that Jesus began to feel terror and anguish. And his sweat became like great drops of blood falling upon the ground. Abba, Father, take this cup away from me. But that climactic suffering culminated in his surrender. But let it be as you, not I, would have it. And that breakthrough continued seamlessly all the way to Calvary, where Jesus, bowing his head, gave up his spirit. But you know, it's not only at the moment of death that we are asked to trust God with our lives. Day by day, we must surrender our fears, our worries, our doubts, our discouragement into the hands of our Father. Every day, we must surrender with the complete hope that God will never forsake us, even though it may feel that way at times. Tonight, we will venerate the cross on which Jesus threw open his arms in complete surrender. Bring to that cross tonight whatever causes you the most anxiety, heartache, or worry, bring it to the cross of Christ. Let that be your Calvary connection, your call to surrender with Jesus into the Father's hands, to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.